When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you say you specialize in everything, people know you specialize in nothing. Wise words from today's featured story, a New York City English teacher in need of extra money to support his family. What was the trick he used to go from being just another tutor to suddenly becoming the number one writing tutor in New York, according to his glowing Yelp reviews? Well, that's what we're going to look at in this story. It is short, yet packed with lessons on authority, qualifications, and the importance of specialization in a crowded market. Now, by the way, when a market is crowded, often it's crowded because there's opportunity there. It's crowded because it's a good market. So don't write it off. We are talking about writing after all. Don't write it off. Ask if there's a way you can edit your idea to earn a higher test score. English teacher writes his way into all-star tutoring. That is today's story. That story is coming right up.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
John Castellano was working as an English teacher in New York City. As much as he loved his job, he needed more money to support his family. So, a few years ago, John started doing odd work around the school to get paid overtime. He taught night school, summer school, and started coaching basketball and volleyball. One night, he even went back to help the IT technician update the school's antivirus software. The most he could possibly make from overtime was $42 an hour, which might sound like a good rate to some of our listeners, but remember this is New York City. He had a family to support, and he was already working a lot. What John needed was to find a way to make more. As he thought about his options, he realized there might be some advantages to working as an independent tutor. He could set his prices based on the market and shift them easily in response to supply and demand. There would be no fixed ceiling. But what kind of tutoring would he do? He hit the books and found out that SAT tutors made the most money. There was, you know, as there always is, just one problem. John hadn't done very well on the SAT. Back in high school, in fact, he had scored in the 50th percentile. And even though it had been years since then, and he had a lot of experience as a teacher since then, he knew that without a good score himself, he'd have a credibility gap. John also knew what he had to do next. As a 32-year-old, he signed up to take the SAT again. This time, he scored in the 90th percentile. From there, he spent $3,000 in magazine ads to start getting clients. But was this a good idea? No, it was not. He actually got zero in return. It was an expensive lesson to learn. He decided to switch his technique and spent $150 on a Squarespace website and another $50 on SAT books. That was the right move. And with those credentials, John scored a job, yes, another job, at a different school to tutor for the SAT. It was a great way to get some experience there. And a year later, he was let go due to low enrollment. But over the course of that year, he'd become even more knowledgeable about the test. So he decided to spend another $70 to take it one more time. On that attempt, he scored in the 99th percentile of test takers in the writing section. From there, he decided to specialize in writing and market his business as MrWritingTutor.com instead of just as a general SAT tutor. By niching down, he gained a lot more clients. As John says, when you say you specialize in everything, people know you specialize in nothing. As soon as parents could see how much John was impacting their kids, they would start to ask if he also tutored for English for other tests, including the ACT. He was able to hook his clients because he specialized in writing, but if they needed any help with standardized testing at all, he was totally prepared. Word of mouth spread quickly among parents, and his client base grew rapidly. These positive experiences also meant that he was getting glowing Yelp reviews. John soon became the number one ranked writing tutor in the area, a fact he trumpeted on his website. In his first year, he charged $60 an hour for general homework help and $120 an hour for standardized test prep. Between these two formats, John now takes home thousands of dollars in extra earnings per month. In his best months, he earns anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 just from the tutoring. Not only that, but he says the side hustle has helped him get better at his career. He is constantly sharpening his teaching skills. He now has experience with marketing, advertising, branding, sales, and finance, skills he incorporates into his lessons at school. And he says that sometimes kids find it even more valuable than the actual curriculum. John loves teaching and has no desire to stop, but now he can breathe easier about the money, thanks to his curiosity, initiative, and hard work. All right, what can you learn from this story? What can all of us learn? Because I am learning along with you. First of all, don't spend any money on magazine ads. I have sadly heard that story multiple times, many multiples of times. Magazine ads are the worst. Don't waste your money. In fact, any kind of advertising, you want to start with a much lower investment than $3,000 and do some tests as you go along. If you've been listening for a while, you probably know that the majority of our stories actually grow apart from advertising. They grow because they're providing something useful, and then there's this word of mouth thing, or in John's case, those Yelp reviews helped a ton. So I imagine that he encouraged people to leave those reviews, especially once he started noticing that it was a good source of intake, of referral. And then just the branding that he's done, on his website, I went to check it out. It looks great. You know, right at the top, it's like the number one writing tutor in New York City is Mr. Castellano, which is kind of how he brands himself. And that's a bold claim, you know, but he backs it up with the Yelp reviews and such. And so I think it's really smart that he chose to focus on writing. And as we see sometimes, when you specialize in something that is really, you know, tightly focused, then people trust you with other things. Obviously, he is qualified to be an SAT tutor, but there are a lot of, you know, if you just Google SAT tutor New York City, you're going to find a lot of people. So by positioning himself this way, he's been able to do very well. Congratulations, Mr. Castellano, and thank you for letting us share your story. Listeners, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. What can you do that's different? How can you improve? How can you tweak? How can you create more freedom for yourself so you can do more of what's important to you? Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1226. If you have a comment or question for the show, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you so much for listening. Do come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is, well, I already said it, Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.